Behuda said that a dragonus has a dinner with Zachar, and you might do a meal even on Shabbos. So he seems to say that a dragonus is definitely a Zachar, a male. It's not true. Only by Mila, which you have a special pasuk to say that it's included. In regards to other areas, the androgynous remains a doubtful state what it is. Shimatarmer, because if you're going to say Zachar who the whole davar, he's definitely a Zachar. So Baruchan ye arech. Let the case of by a rochen, let it be evaluated as such. So I'm erika a lie. Yarichayu. If a person says that the value of the erich of so and so is upon me to give to the Beis Hamikdash, we should then take that value, and we know that a loch is by androgynous, but that's not so. So we understand. HaZachar, the Hey Yisera Kedarish, it says the Zachar, what the definite article, is coming to exclude only certain types of people and not an androgynous. We have the Keva Darish, by the Keva, the exclusion comes from the words Ve'im, the word Ve'im is Yisera, is extra, and we understand it below Tumtum androgynous. Neither a Tumtum nor an androgynous is going to have a loch of arochin, and v'hostam safrohu. Taras Kahanim Tanya Lots. It's in Taras Kahanim, which is safro. V'hostam safro is Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says that stam safro was written by Rabbi Yehuda. So any unattributed safro we assume was written by Rabbi Yehuda. So here Rabbi Yehuda is saying this is a Taras Kahanim, also known as safro, and Rabbi Yehuda is talking and says that a androgynous is excluded. And we also find, it says, L'kadish mechatas, loses Efer alamayim, to take the ashes of the paraduma, to put it on the water, to make the, now you have the water which you can use for the process of purifying a person. So the Tanakhama says you can't use a chershat of bekata, and Rabbi Yehuda says that machshir bekata upoisable beisha. Tanam Mefarshim said a yuma parakim. The more in yuma explains why, and when androgynous he also excludes an androgynous. Shaminod Rabbi Yehuda ki isha mashvili. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a androgynous is like a woman. So why by mila can you do it on Shabbos? Kol zocher is Rabbi Yehu. The word kol is coming to include even androgynous. So at the Mishnah, Misha Hayu Loi Shnei Tin Lokes, person had two children, Echad Lemul Acher Hashabbos, Echad Lemul Bishabbos. The twins were born. Let's say one was born before sunset. One was born after Tzeis. There's a time lapse between the two of them, half an hour. So one, the meal is supposed to take place on Shabbos. One, the meal is supposed to take place on Motzoi Shabbos, on Sunday. The Shachach, he forgot. He mixed it up. Umolesh Shalachar Shabbos, Bishabbos. So he switches it around. He ends up doing the meal of the child, which is supposed to be done after Shabbos, on Shabbos. So the meal was done on the seventh day for the child, which is not Teicher Shabbos. So he did an act of meal on Shabbos without having the heter of the mitzvah. So he's chayav a korban chatas for what he did. Let's say echad lemul be'erev Shabbos, echad lemul b'Shabbos. So the case was one was supposed to be, it was supposed to be done on erev Shabbos, one of them, and one was supposed to be done on Shabbos. And again, b'shachach he mixed it up. Lemul else umol es shall erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. So he ended up doing the Shabbos one on Friday, and now he did the Erev Shabbos one on Shabbos. So what's the loch in that case? So here he did it on the ninth day. So Eliezer is mechayev chatas, because again the meal of the ninth day is not Teicher Shabbos. So he did a meal on Shabbos without any heter. So the halacha is he's chayav chatos. Rabbi Shula poter, Rabbi Shula says that case is poter. And that will be a discussion in the more why, but it's irrational. B'shachach, amol esalach v'shabbos b'shabbos is chayav. The top of the bar mitzvah, even though he was involved in doing a mitzvah, and he made a mistake, he ended up doing nothing which was a mitzvah. Meal on the seventh day is not a mitzvah. He's making a wound with no need, and even Rishu agrees to that case. The Gemara in Tresis actually asks, so if he didn't do a mitzvah, so it's like a mekalkel or a misasek. The Gemara says it's a misasek. The Gemara's question over there. He had no intent. In other words, that's mamash your classical misasek, that you intended for A, you ended up with B. Right? That's what we had before. Those are the cases of misasek.
Well, I mean, you intended to make the chabura.
I mean, he tried to make a chabur in a way which was in a tolish in a certain sense. You end up cutting a mechubur. Right? That's the case of it's also the case of misasa. Right? I wanted to cut something which I thought was tolish. I ended up cutting something which is mechubur.
But you knew this was mechubur, and
right? Okay. So it's the only one. But the more I hold of that, it has a heter for milas, so it's should be equivalent. I mean, misasa versus yeah. But if we hold mekalkel, it's chai by chabur. So misasa is also chai by chabur. Whereas the same way we have that mechabura, it's exceptional, the mechalkel is chayiv. Some more says over there, misasa could also be chayiv. So the fact that it's a chabura which is not effective, I mean, because the mila wasn't accomplished properly, and the fact that it's misasa are not relevant regards to chabura. Echelimol b'Shabbos, echelimol b'Erev Shabbos. V'shachach chumol eshel Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. V'le'asim echayim chatos. The milah shel abizmana ain't a doicha Shabbos. Even though it was a milah of the ninth day, which is a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah which is doicha Shabbos. Val begav the tov b'dormitz. Even though he made a mistake due to the fact he was trying to do a mitzvah. Shayu torid ba'oisoy shel Shabbos. He had a mitzvah to do one on Shabbos, and he knew that, and he was trying to do the right one. B'terekach tov b'zay, and he made a mistake. Awesome. Even the one he did do, which was improper, he did end up doing the mitzvah. Shrei roi hu lomol, it needs a mila ela shen adecha Shabbos. But it's a mitzvah, just not a mitzvah adecha Shabbos. So shrei lezul yezer, top of the mitzvah, also mitzvah, sheyesh b'chiyav chatas uschai. He made a mistake and did a mitzvah, which he did, which he shouldn't have done, he's still chayav chatas. But Rav Shula Paiter, the Seir Lai Tobad Ar Mitzvah, also Mitzvah is Paiter. Rav Shula says, in Udin, in the case of by Kiev Chatas, a person had a Mitzvah for him to do, which is proper to do. A. And he was trying to do that. B. And he ended up doing something else, which ended up being a Mitzvah. C. That is Paiter. Okay. Now, so the more Rav Huna Masni Chayev. Ruhuna has the gears in the Mishnah the way we have it. In the ratio of the Mishnah, in case of a child is to be, get it, one child is to get a meal on Shabbos, one child is to get a meal after Shabbos, right? So in the ratio, everybody says chayiv. Okay? So that's what we have in our Mishnah. Even Rav Shua says that case is chayiv, and that's how Ruhuna has the Mishnah. But Rav Yehuda has the Mishnah differently. Masni potter. So Rav Yehuda has in the ratio, everybody says potter. Now, what's that case? That doesn't make any sense. So you have to change the gears according to Rav Yehuda. And they're talking about a case of a child from Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, not from Motzei Shabbos and Shabbos. So the way we have the Mishnah, so a case where the issue is day 7 or day 8, either the Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos, everybody holds chayiv. And they're arguing on day 9 and day 8. That's what they're arguing. One's from Erev Shabbos and one's from Shabbos. So it's 9 and 8. Rav Yehuda has that in the case of 9 and 8, everybody holds potter. And they're arguing in the case of 7 and 8. So he changes the whole Mishnah around. So Rav Yehuda has in the ratio of potter. In the case of one was from Erev Shabbos and one was from Shabbos. And he switched around and did the Erev Shabbos one on Shabbos. So he did a day 9 child on Shabbos. So Tobadar mitzvah, because he had an eight-day child to do, and he did a mitzvah, everybody else potter. Where is the machlokes? According to Yehuda, you had a seven and an eight. You had a child from Motzi Shabbos and a child from Shabbos, and he did the child of Sunday, Yom Rishon, on Shabbos. He did a day seven on Shabbos. See, the top is our mitzvah because he did have an eight. He had an eight-day child, which he's supposed to do. He's involved in trying to do a mitzvah. He didn't then end up doing any mitzvah. So we realize it's chay. And the shuvah says, even that case is put. Top is our mitzvah, but loyal mitzvah is also put. So that's what Yehuda's understanding. Okay? Now, the more I'm going to go through that, more about it. So Rabbi Huna Masli Chayiv, he says Chayiv. The Tanya, there's a price which supports his girsa, like which is the girsa we have in the Mishnah. Amar Shimon Lozer, Lo Nechakur Rabbi Yezer, Rishu Al Mishal Yilu Teisin Oifis Echelam Ul B'Shabbos Echelam Ul Achra Shabbos V'Shachachal Mola Shal Achra Shabbos V'Shabbos Shul Chay. There's no machlokes in Rabbi Yezer and Rishu, Rabbi Yezer, not Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yezer and Rishu. In the case of a child that's supposed to be after Shabbos, and a child is supposed to be on Shabbos, and he switched around and did the child of after Shabbos and Shabbos, he did a meal on day seven. So Rabbi Shimon Lozer says, they do not argue over there. Both hold Chayiv. Because he didn't do a mitzvah. He didn't do it. Right? That makes sense. Where's the machlokes? Alma Nechluku. Amisha Hoyu Loi Beit Sinoikis Echelimu Be'erev Shabbos. Echelimu Be'Shabbos. He had two children, one for Shabbos and one from Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. And he did the Erev Shabbos one on Shabbos, and he did it on day nine. Shubliyazim Mekhayev Chatzis. So Rishua is pointed. And even in that case, Rishua says, no, you were talking about a mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, then you're part. Mishneim lo'lam du'a elamei avodis kechavim. And Rishua and Rishua learn out their halacha, whether it's chayv or chatas, from by avodah zarah. Because the Torah, when it writes in Parshas Shlach, it writes the parsha of, it talks about the halachas of bringing korban of a person, which is the parsha, the Torah talks about the idea of a person does something with shogeg, it's chayv or chatas. Right? It talks about in Parshas Vayikra, but it talks about over there more explicitly what are the averus which are chayiv for. It doesn't say it in Parshas Vayikra what is the chayiv chatas for. It says it's a korban kol chatas if you did an averus. It doesn't say exactly what it's for. But in the Parsha of Shlach, where it says it's actually not, it's only so much the chayiv chorus, so it writes it twice. It writes it once for avodah zarah and once for other averus, right next to each other. So, avodah zarah is going to be your paradigm of the type of aveir which a chiyuv chatas will be by the other chiyuv krisis. So we learn that from avodah zarah. So Blazin says, "Summer kevod sechavim, avodah sechavim amar rachman al esavit, the chiyuvet is mechayiv. How can I do shnua?" Torah says, "Don't do it. You do it. You shouldn't have done it. You're chayiv." So over here also, no difference. Yeshua says no. Hasam la mitzvah, hacha mitzvah. The case of avodah zarah was a case where Hashem said, "Don't do it." He did avodah zarah. Mishoyge, he did avodah zarah. Over here, he did something which is a mitzvah. So that's not really a parallel to avodah zarah. So the Torah did not give a chiyuv parshav chatas for such a thing. That's Rav Huna's version of the Mishnah, and that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar's version of the Machlokes. Yehuda, however, has a girsa. Rav Yehuda is masni pater. Netanya, Amr Meir. So, men, again, according to Yehuda, the pater case was a different case than Rav Huna's chayiv case. Rav Yehuda's pater case was a case of an Arab. Rav Huna's chayiv case was a case of a Motzei Shabbos and Shabbos. And Rav Yehuda's pater case was a case of an Arab Shabbos and Shabbos. Netanya. Amr Meir, Lo Nechakul Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Misha, Hoyer Loi Beitzin, like his Echel Lamu, Be'erev Shabbos, Echel Lamu, Be'Shabbos. They don't argue in this case. One is in Erev Shabbos, one is in Shabbos, and Be'Shachach Gomol, Lashal Erev Shabbos, Be'Shabbos. And he took the child, which is supposed to be on day, on Yom Shishi, on Erev Shabbos, and he did the Shabbos child on Friday, He did a Friday child on Shabbos. And Mola Sarah Shabbos B'Shabbos, you put it. Everybody agrees in the case, you put. Because he tried to do a mitzvah, and he did a mitzvah. The wrong mitzvah, but he ended up doing a mitzvah. So where is the machlok? So Misha Hayu LeBeis Tinoikis, Echad L'Mol BeAchar Shabbos, Echad L'Mol BeShabbos. So it was Shachar Umol Eshel Achar Shabbos BeShabbos, and he did the meal of the Sunday child on Shabbos. So he did it on day 7. Shabbos Yazir is Mechayev Chatzos. Rabbi Shua is Poter. Rabbi Lezer says Chayev, and Rabbi Shua says Poter. This is Rameir's version of the Machlok, and they both again learn enough from the Avodah Zorah. He didn't do a mitzvah, he did an Aveira, so that's like Avodah Zorah. Yeshua hasam like Torah mitzvah, hachad Torah mitzvah. Yeshua says, but even by Avodah Zorah, he wasn't trying to do a mitzvah, he ended up doing an Aveira. Over here, he tried to do a mitzvah, he ended up with an Aveira. But he tried to do a mitzvah, so that's also not like Avodah Zorah. Okay, so that's Remeir's version, that's Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokes. So, according to Yeshua, according to this version, Tavidar mitzvah, the Loyasa mitzvah is also part. Tanya, Rukia Aimer, Rukia has the third version of the Machlokes. Tanya Rukia, Rukia has a brisa. Aimer Hayir Remeir says, Lanechaku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Misha Hayir Lebeit Sinoikis, Echel Lemul Be'erv Shabbos, Echel Lemul Be'Shabbos, Meshach Lemul Be'erv Shabbos, Be'Shabbos, Shuchai. You have two children, one from Erev Shabbos, and one from Shabbos, and he does the Erev Shabbos one on Shabbos. So day 9, he's chai. Even though he did a mitzvah, so even and Rabbi Shua agrees to that. So he was tovah d'var mitzvah. He had a Shabbos child, but also mitzvah. He did a mitzvah. He did a day 9 on Shabbos. Even Rabbi Shua agrees, it's chai. So where's the machloket? Right.
One Saturday
and one Sunday is not the same as one Friday and one Saturday.
Yeah, but there's still one that's being done on Shabbos that shouldn't, and one that's, whether it's before or after, it's still after or before.
No, because the point is that if you do a Friday one on Shabbos, a day 9 meal is a mitzvah. It's just not a mitzvah, it's a day for Shabbos. A day 7 mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to meal on day 7. Right. But if Yeshua agrees that a day 9 on Shabbos is chayiv, so Kabbal Chomer, day 7 of Shabbos is chayiv. So where's the machlokes? Okay, that's the more. So where's the machlokes? Okay, Amal Nechuku, Amishayu lebeit Sinoikis, Echad Lemul Achar Shabbos, Echad Lemul B'Shabbos, B'Shachachu Malash Lachar Shabbos B'Shabbos. So you did a child from day which is supposed to be on Sunday on Shabbos, means you did a day 7 on Shabbos. Shabbos Mechayiv Chatzos. So B'Shua's point. B'Shua says that case is part. And where's the 1 second? Hashta now. Rabbi Shua Seifa the Lekavim Mitzvah Poiter Reish of the Lekavim Mitzvah Mechayiv. If you tell me that if you do a day 7 on Shabbos you're Poiter, if you do a day 9 on Shabbos you're Chayiv, that's not logical. So Amid Dvei Bianis, Dvei Bianis, they explain Reish of the Lekavim Mitzvah Shabbos Be'erv Shabbos. The case was what happened. So he had one child for Friday, one child for Shabbos. He did the Shabbos child on Friday. He did the Friday child on Shabbos. So now when he comes to Shabbos, he does this child, which is the Friday child on Shabbos. Why? Because he's Tavid Dvar Mitzvah. What mitzvah? There's no mitzvah to do the child. The other child is done already. The child, which is supposed to be done on Shabbos, is already out of the picture. He's been done. On day 7, well, we'll have to deal with what happens with him, but there's no mitzvah of doing meal anymore on Shabbos. So what's your excuse for doing a meal on Shabbos now?
Well, it would be one more day. That would be the excuse.
Again, see, we kept saying there's two criteria to make this person Poter from the Korban. A, there's a mitzvah to do. There's a mitzvah to do, which is the mitzvah which is Doicha Shabbos. It means you have one, you're being Oisik in a, you have a valid reason why you're trying to do a meal on Shabbos. And you made a mistake and you did somebody else instead. over here you have no valid reason to do a middle on Shabbos, because the kiddush was supposed to be done on Shabbos. It was done already. So he's out of the picture. I understand, but the point is, the heter is, you had a valid excuse, and you blew it. Oh, you have no valid excuse. You still blew it. It's too late. You have no valid excuse. What's your valid excuse? I'm supposed to be on Shabbos. It means you're coming on Shabbos and trying to do something you're supposed to be doing, and you made a mistake. Over here, you come on Shabbos trying to do something you had no reason to do. Okay, so that's done. The person did a merit Shabbos. Okay. That's not a Rosh Hashanah. Qualify your sentence, please. Right.
If you do each one on the right day, it's fine. If you actually follow through, if you mistake the two,
right,
and actually follow through, then you can never have the situation of having a mila to do on Shabbat.
No, a case of a Motzoi Shabbos to a Shabbos. No, so this is Reb Chiya's version of Reb Meir's version of the Machloikas, that they're arguing in the case of a Matzoi Shabbos to Shabbos, because there you had a Shabbos, which was supposed to be done on Shabbos, and then you end up doing the Matzoi Shabbos once, you were Oisik b'mitzvah, and you were Tov b'mitzvah, and you end up not doing a mitzvah. So good, so Reshua says you're potter in that case. Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. Yeah.
There's no mitzvah because it was taken care of already.
Right.
In the 7-8 case,
right.
There's no mitzvah because you're early.
But you were tabed bar mitzvah.
You were trying to
do, because there was a valid mitzvah to do, just you ended up not doing mitzvah. She was in the case as potter. Let's read it inside. Amar the Rabbanu Reisha Kigun Shekadam Umoshal Shabbos Erev Shabbos. He did the Shabbos one already on Erev Shabbos. There's no valid reason to be Derech Shabbos anymore, because the Shabbos one was done. Seifa, where you had a Shabbos and a Motzoi Shabbos, and you did the Motzoi Shabbos one on Shabbos, you had a Shabbos child there, which you were supposed to do. Nitla Shabbos Lidachas. So Amale Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, Reishanami nitna Shabbos lidochus legabi tinoch. Because now with our children, which are supposed to get meal on Shabbos, and he thought this was such a child, so he was tabed our mitzvah. The verse says, that's true, but lahaygaver mi alo isyahi. But this person right now doesn't have such a mitzvah. There is such a mitzvah out there called doing meal on Shabbos on day 8, but he doesn't have such a mitzvah right now. He doesn't have a day 8 child anymore. Well, he didn't realize it. I understand that, but the head is like this. You have a mitzvah to do, and you're so involved in doing the mitzvah, you make a mistake. But that's because you have a real mitzvah to do. You have a supposed mitzvah, you're stopping for sure. You made a mistake. You're a chayv akas. I understand, but you have no excuse, so figure it out that you made a mistake. And it's not easy to figure out, but that's why you're chayv akas is for it. There's a mistake.
Chatham isn't for doing during this time that you're figuring it out. You've only got one day, and maybe you do that second child.
Well, that's wonderful. A person makes a mistake, he does Chal Shabbos. He's Chayv Chatham.
It's like a second mistake, really. It's two mistakes.
I don't care how many mistakes you make. You make Chal Shabbos, you're Chayv Chatham. So you say, well, I have a special heter because I'm trying to do a mitzvah. Trying to do a mitzvah is not a heter. If I have a valid mitzvah in front of what I'm supposed to be doing, and I make a mistake on a valid mitzvah, okay, I have it's a heter. It's a tour. But you have no valid mitzvah. It's not. I think that there's a mitzvah. I think there's a mitzvah to do meals on day seven on Shabbos. You thought, okay, so you made a mistake. Shabbos happens. I thought so. I really thought so. I really believe. I read the pasuk. Okay, you made a mistake. You know, I don't care what you thought. I mean, again, the heter is because you're learning. You compare it to Avodah Zorah. By Avodah Zorah, we're saying, listen, Avodah Zorah is an aveira. There's also an aveira. Yeah, but there's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah over here. This is not like a mitzvah, because over here there's a mitzvah. What mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to do meals on Shabbos for children. Not you. You have no mitzvah in front of you right now. So this is like a mitzvah ends up. You know, a guy made a mistake and he did a veira, okay? It's not an easy piece of Gemara. Maybe just keeping the cheshvan. Okay.
It's just so strange that they compare it to a mitzvah, because the mitzvah, there's no way.
There's no potential for mitzvah.
Right. the mila, if you get every, if you figure out which kid is which kid and you do it the right time, then everything.
That's Ravashi. That's Ravashi's kasha. Right. There is theoretically such a concept. That's true, but that's not the tour.
Especially this man of Bible. But you got the wrong intention, so it becomes a Vodah Zara.
Right.
Whereas here you're going through exactly the same, exactly the right process, but you've got the wrong intention.
See Rashi. Rahuna Masi Mastisan Beresha Chaya Badibreko, Kathina Law Anon. Rahuna has the version of the Mishnah the way we have it. Rahuna Masi Beresha Potter. Rahuna has in the Resha the word Potter. The Mukhila B'Shachach U'mol Eshel Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. And he changes the case, that the case was a Friday Shabbos case, not a Shabbos Sunday case. Plukti B'Shalachar Shabbos B'Shabbos. And the Mukhloik is, according to Rav Yehuda, is in the case of a Shabbos Sunday case, not a case of a Friday Shabbos. Shu Chayiv. Davagav the Torah B'Mitzvah U'Tobo, even though he had a mitzvah to do. And he made a mistake due to that. Kim the law mitzvah, if he ends up with no mitzvah, Shadayim lo higiyah z'man olomo, but so really he says, Chayiv, that case is Chayiv. I'm sorry, that case, everybody agrees it's Chayiv. According to Kurav, let's go on to Rav Huna, everybody agrees that a case of a Sunday Shabbos, you try to do a mitzvah, but you had no mitzvah to do. You end up with no mitzvah, that's going to be Chayiv. Elmei v'rezer, shehuk shekol l'chato, shebetar l'chatas, Avodah Zarah, all of the chatos are compared to the chatos by Avodah Zarah. It says the parsha bring a chatos by Avodah Zarah, and then it says Tarach Hazi Elochem. All the Torah is like that. Parsha Shlach Lecha Anoshim Gabi Karban Avodah Zarah. Rav Yeshua Hasim Oyber Avodah Zechavim Loi Osim Mitzvah, and over here you then end up doing the mitzvah. The case was a Friday Shabbos case. You end up doing a mitzvah milah, not when you should have, but you end up doing a mitzvah. That's not like a bazaar. Hachasin Rav Yehuda Masni Pot. The Tanya Amar Meir Leinachul Rav Eliezer Yeshua Al Shahoyu LeBeisin Hachas Echad Lemul Erev Shabbos. If you have one to go from Erev Shabbos, only go to Shabbos. Everybody agrees that case is Potter. You talked about a mitzvah and you did a mitzvah. So Rav Eliezer also says, even Rav Eliezer says that case is Potter. Where's the machlokes? A case of a motzi Shabbos to Shabbos, so you didn't do a mitzvah at all. You ended up on the day seven. So Hachar Sidon Rishua Hasam LeTorah Mitzvah B'Mitzvah Hachar Torah B'Mitzvah Torah Lis Asik B'Mitzvah Gemara. There was a valid mitzvah out there. Shrei Echamem Zmano Hayoyim. There was a child which was supposed to be done today. Ritar Liboy Lemayer B'Lasos. And he's so involved to do this proper mitzvah he's supposed to do of his eighth day child on Shabbos. He's just so involved. And due to this tremendous pressure to make sure he does the mitzvah, so Rashi seems to tie up Rabbi Yeshua's concept of something like of an oinus type of a sword. Like the guy is so pressured because he's got a mitzvah to do, and he's so overwhelmed with doing the mitzvah, he ends up making a mistake. That's the logic which he's saying that you don't find by Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, what's your pressure? Over here, there's a pressure to do. I have a pressure to do a mitzvah. That's like an oinus type of a svar. Rashi says, therefore, you're pot. Comes along Rav Chia and has a girsa. B'shabbos molosher b'shabbos b'shabbos shuchayiv kamei matarit. So the more is going to explain that. But then Shabbos lidoches she'ain lo tinek she'ain zman o'yom. He also has no child which the mitzvah to do today, because the Shabbos child was done Friday. He was very involved in something which was also in a mitzvah. He should not have made a mistake. I understand if you're very involved in trying to do a mitzvah, something which is a mitzvah, and you make a mistake, we'll cut you some slack. You're very involved in trying to do something which you think is a mitzvah, we're not going to cut you any slack. So the mission. Okay. Katan nimo l'shmoina l'tisha ulasara v'la'achad aser l'yidbeis l'kpachas l'yais. The child can end up getting a mila in day 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This is all talking about a child that's not ill. Right? The regular mitzvah of a mila can end up being his days 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Not more and not less. Okay, so how is that possible? Kedarka, a child is born on a Tuesday, 9 o'clock in the morning. So next week, Tuesday, you do the bris, that's l'shmona, that's the eighth day. Now the ben shmoshes, the child is born Tuesday during ben shmoshes. So you can't do it next Tuesday, because maybe it was born ready on Wednesday. Right? That's day 7. So you have to wait until next Wednesday. Well, next Wednesday might actually be day 9. Because if you count Ben Shemosh, it was really Tuesday. It was born Yom Shlishi. So if you do it on Yom Revi, next week in Yom Revi, that's day 9. But you can't do it on day Yom Shlishi because maybe it's day 7. So you end up doing it possibly on day 9.
So the suffix causes you to
wait till possible 9.
Wait a little while longer.
Right.
Does that work with Shabbat as well?
That's next.
That's the next one.
Okay. Nimel test. Ben Hashemoshes al Erev Shabbos. So this child is born Friday Ben Hashemoshes. If you count, if it's Friday, really was Friday, it was really Erev Shabbos, so the meal is supposed to be next week on Friday. Can't do that, that's day 7, possibly. Can't do it on Shabbos, because that wasn't sure born on Shabbos, so you wait till you do it on Sunday. So it comes out being done, possibly 2 days after it should have been done, which is day 10. That when the roiv of the padachas comes out, the forehead comes out. Okay. Ben Shmoshel Erev Shabbos Nima Lasor. Now, what will be if Yontav Lacha Shabbos? So the first day of Shu was Motzei Shabbos, right? So and it was born the week before on Friday going into Shabbos Ben Shmoshel. You can't do it on Friday. Can't do it on Shabbos. Can't do it on Sunday because it's not a meal. It's not a meal for a meal for Shabbos. Not the Yom Tov. So you have to do it on Monday. So that's day 11. That's Nimel Lachadas. Beis Yom Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah came out to be right. Now we don't have this. We have Lo Adu Rosh. But let's say Rosh Hashanah came out to be Sunday, Monday, and it was born the week before Chaf Beis Chaf Gimel Elul Benish Moshe Zerem Shabbos. Can't do it on Friday, can't do it on Shabbos, can't do it on Sunday, can't do it on Monday, you do it on Tuesday, which is day Yudbeis. Nimel l'shneimos. Katan acharla ein mela nusach achiyavi. The child which was ill, do not do the meal until the child is healthy. Tell his Rashi's.